Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
My guest this morning is Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan. My conversation with him begins after this, so stay with us.
When warmer weather hits, the City of Pendleton wants to help you get out and enjoy our beautiful parks, attend social events, and gather with family and friends. The City of Pendleton can help you get there safely, and a lot of those services are free or only cost a few dollars. Go to the City of Pendleton's website, click the Departments tab to find the link for the transit page, and go out and enjoy our community.
Bring the newsmakers to you here on the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour. I'm your host, Dan Tessman, and joining me this morning, Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan. And Sheriff, we missed you last month. Tell us all about what you were doing.
Well, first of all, good morning. Thanks for having me. Every couple of years, we have the what we call the new Sheriff's Institute. It's sponsored and put on through the Oregon State Sheriff's Association. And the whole concept behind that is to give some insight to any new sheriffs that were recently elected into their office. Maybe they don't have the experience that many of us have now. And I know back when I went through it, I was very thankful because it was an eye-opener on just how many different Oregon laws speak to directly to the mandates of the Office of Sheriff and some of the things that we do. Even in that transition period, if you're a new sheriff coming in and the outgoing sheriff has some duties as well in terms of turning over the MA population, turning over all property, all documents. And it's a kind of a more formal process where, you know, you have to get signatures and make sure that you have really definitive records in relationship to it. But more importantly, I think it just, you know, there's one portion of the training where it just speaks to the history of the sheriff. And this goes way back to the Magna Carta, and sheriffs have been around since a long time ago, you know, here in the United States, once it was established, the sheriffs were some of the first elected officials in the nation and in the state of Oregon. And so it's sort of an eye-opener to some of these folks, and like I always say, you really don't know the magnitude of the Office of Sheriff until you're actually in that chair. And even as the undersheriff, I saw some things and it prepared me for some things, but there's a lot to being a part of a sheriff's office. And so this just gives an opportunity for us to give our lessons learned. It's typically a 4-day long class, very structured in terms of breaking down some of those mandated requirements through our state law and make sure the sheriffs are on board and know or at least have a path forward. And more importantly, it's about making that connection with them. And so if there's ever anything a sheriff needs, they know the other 35 sheriffs will be right behind them.
And let's talk about where the rope ends and how people can see it. Sounds like there are plenty of opportunities.
Yes, there are. So our SAR volunteers, they put together they learned of this documentary that was filmed somewhere up around the Seattle area on a real life event that took place up there. And I think what it does, it just really highlights the behind the scene look at what goes through a SAR operation, a search and rescue operation. And so through our these volunteers, they've came up with this concept. They went out and contacted the movie theater over in Hermiston, the one out at Wild Horse, a couple of other places here in Pendleton, like Prodigal Son, to see if they would be willing to allow this film to be played there. And then in addition to that, we plan to have, you know, some of our equipment, our personnel there on scene at these various locations. And they can, you know, get to know our SAR operation, our SAR people, and also watch a very good film. And so haven't watched the entire thing yet, but I plan to attend one of them, maybe even two of them. I don't know yet. It should be good. Also, they'll have their equipment there. So, you know, if families want to go and check out our command vehicles and some of the equipment that we use in our operations, it's there and available for them.
All right. And if you want to know more about those viewing opportunities, visit umasarfoundation.org. And that's for the Where the Rope Ends documentary. And yeah, the story in and of itself regarding what this woman went through before search and rescue arrived is just amazing. An amazing story of what she went through, her fall, her recovery, and then, of course, how search and rescue impacted this whole situation. So, yeah, check it out. It's actually coming up next week, I believe.
Yes, it is. I think the 24th, 25th is some of the 23rd is some of the early events that are taking place. And really, it is that sort of that victim perspective of SAR operations and what they're going through while, you know, we're spooling up resources and getting immobilized to whatever the case may be.
Well, it's now National Public Safety Telecommunications Week. How is that different from the appreciation of dispatchers that Umatilla County did earlier?
Well, I think it kind of plays right into it. You know, we're blessed to have the professional folks that we have in our dispatch center that they are truly the first responders. And I think, you know, we try to highlight those individuals that have gone above and beyond to get either police, fire, EMS to various events that are called into the dispatch center through 911 or even through a business line. And so we want to highlight them the best that we can, especially, you know, we went through quite a dry spell there in terms of trying to fill some of our positions. But a lot of things happened in the last year that made it to where we're getting quite a number of applicants, very, very good applicants for those roles. And then, of course, the training involved that goes in to it. So I think we had four dispatchers at Salem. All together in a 2-week period. So, and then coming out of that, we, you know, they're winning awards down at the academy, and so it's amazing to see that we're picking the right people to join our team. And so I know the commissioners really appreciate the work that they do. This week is a national week where they're celebrated. Dispatchers nationwide are celebrated, and so there's a lot of fun activities for the dispatchers kind of on the schedule for this week. So where they get to come and, you know, do fun things besides just dispatching.
Well, I also want to just encourage our listeners to also go on the Umatilla County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. As Sheriff Rowan mentioned, as far as some of those awards and stuff, there's some recognition on the Facebook page. Get to know the dispatchers and those working behind the scenes in public safety throughout the county. Well, I appreciate that. Well, we're going to take our first break, continue the conversation after these words with Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan.
April 23rd is National Picnic Day, so at Mackay Creek Estates, they're celebrating with a special lunch. Join them beginning at noon on Tuesday the 23rd for a delicious picnic on site at their community. While you're there, you'll also be able to take a tour, learn about their innovative assisted living programming, and ask current residents about life at Mackay Creek. For more info about their community, visit prestigecare.com/Mackay Creek. Again, that's prestigecare.com/Mackay Creek.
Attention Pendleton residents. The city of Pendleton has begun gravel pickup. City crews will be setting out yellow signs with red lettering in areas they'll be working on and will provide additional public notices as they move from one area of the town to the next. To help the city pick up as much gravel as possible, please pay attention and park your cars off the street when in designated areas. The city of Pendleton appreciates your patience and assistance during this time.
What destination is on your bucket list? The Walla Walla Regional Airport can get you there with 101 one-stop destinations through Seattle. Is salmon fishing in Alaska reeling you in? Or experiencing a professional rodeo at the Calgary Stampede? Check out your bucket list destinations on alaskaair.com and be sure to enter ALW to start your trip from your home airport where you always have free parking. Book your tickets today and fly Walla Walla.
Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Joining me this morning, Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan. And Sheriff, the gun control law continues to be unenforced as the State Court of Appeals has passed on hearing the state's appeal of the Harney County judge's ruling that it violates the Oregon Constitution. Any updates on the federal lawsuit that you're a part of?
I have not heard anything. It seems like it's just sort of stalled in limbo right now. And, you know, I'm thankful for that. I know that there's a lot of enthusiasm behind maintaining the Second Amendment rights of individuals to protect themselves. And so, you know, I don't know if that's why the Oregon Court of Appeals decided not to hear it. Maybe they saw the flaws that we were seeing with the bill. Or the measure. And so we'll see what happens from there.
And remind people who might have forgotten why you're against the ballot measure.
Well, first of all, like I said before, I feel that it's a direct violation of the Second Amendment to the Constitution, of the right to for people to bear arms. And, you know, what I would just as soon see is stiffer penalties for the laws that are on the books and a heightened enforcement of those, not just on the law enforcement side, but through the criminal justice system. You know, I think that there's been a lot of coddling going on with that, and instead of really coming down hard on folks that have, you know, are in illegal possession of firearms because of their criminal history. And, you know, really attacking the black market is where we should be focusing our efforts on, instead of making law-abiding citizens basically in violation of the law by having high-capacity magazines and whatnot, and just so many different things and stipulations that you have to go through this permitting process, which wasn't even built on the front end. It just seems like, you know, too many times the cart goes before the horse, and then you're left scrambling trying to figure out how you're going to implement something like this. And, you know, we went ahead and went through that process of seeing what it would look like. So we are prepared if it comes to fruition. But my hope is that it never comes to fruition.
And how is staffing going? And I have three parts to this question, starting with deputies.
Right now, I think we're down one position in our patrol. And so we've been actively recruiting for that. We opened it up for just a few days, and I think we received like 8 applications, and we didn't even do it a big media splash on it. We just posted it on the county website for about 5 days and got 8 applications. So staff are going through that right now and seeing where we land.
And then jail staffing?
Jail staffing, we're down like 3 positions there. And so that's been a little bit more challenging. I just interviewed a person last week that will begin May 1st. So hopefully that will help curb some of the overtime that's being created by these vacancies.
And staffing with dispatch.
Dispatch, as a matter of fact, later this morning, I'm interviewing as the final step, an individual. And then I have another background that I just went through. I believe that we only have two openings there currently. But then come July 1, we'll have some more movement. And so we want to be prepared more on the front end go through all this recruiting process. So come July 1, we can maybe have people coming on board that day.
And then the Oregon legislature approved making possession of some narcotics a misdemeanor instead of decriminalizing them. When it goes into effect in September, will that change how your office does its job?
Well, there's still some uncertainty in my mind around that issue, because this, as part of the legislative action, there's this deflection aspect of it. So on May 8th, they're having a symposium down in Salem that many of us from Umatilla County are going to be traveling down to sort of see what this deflection program might look like. There's way more questions right now than answers. And so we're just not sure how to, first of all, build it out, and then secondly, implement it, and then how is it going to be funded? And so I know that part of the legislation call for certain funding components associated to it. And so we want to make sure and not lose out, number one, in that funding, because this is something new. And just like with many state programs, I would like to see some assurance that the funding will stay, because what I've seen time and time again is something happens. They create a program, they fund it fairly well on the front end, and then over time, the funding just continues to drop. And then at the end of the day, you don't have as robust of a program as you did from the start. And drug court is a prime example of that, you know, where we saw something that was actually working, but it was well funded, and then the funds started kind of being siphoned away back into other state programs, and then it very much diminished our ability to serve a higher number of individuals in that arena.
And do you think what the Oregon legislature has approved is enough, or does more need to be done to address the damage done by decriminalization?
I think it's going to be a long road ahead, because there was and is a considerable amount of damage done to those individuals that started engaging in the use of these various controlled substances. Some of them are very addictive, methamphetamine, fentanyl, heroin. All three of those are very addictive substances. And so overcoming that is going to be, a heavy lift. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Did they go far enough? You know, I wish they would have just taken it back to what it was originally, felonies, because, you know, I think the argument was being made that there were just too many folks going to prison as a result of an addiction issue. And that's not the case. If the addiction issue or the use of controlled substance was the only thing that this individual had in their criminal history, they would very, very much be unlikely that they would ever see prison. But it's all the other crimes associated chasing and purchasing and whatnot, the burglaries, the thefts, the sometimes very heinous type crimes that were associated to it. That's what lands them in prison, not their addiction. And so I get and I understand that we need to address this at the root cause. And so, you know, I look forward to the conversations that we're going to be having at the symposium, maybe learn some more. And then here locally, we'll have that opportunity to build out our own program and, you know, get all of our law enforcement agencies and the criminal justice system as a whole sort of on board with what we needed to go moving forward.
Well, I look forward to hearing when you get back from that symposium, What You Learned, and I know we'll talk about that. And we're going to take another break, come back, continue our conversation. Stay with us.
Miss a KUMA Coffee Hour? Download the podcast. Go to elkhornmediagroup.com. Live and local, it's the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Join Team Wild every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Wild Horse Resort and Casino will have a walk-in career event. Come meet the friendly team members for on-the-spot interviews. Wild Horse Resort and Casino has more benefits, including group health, vision, and dental, 10 paid holidays, paid birthday, vacation, and sick leave, employer 7% 401k match, education reimbursement, free meal on shift, and more. So come visit Human Resources on Wednesday for on-the-spot interviews and possible job offers. Wild Horse Resort and Casino, Pendleton. Get your yard ready for spring with help from Zimmerman & Company True Value.
We've got all the sprinklers in different sizes. We have the pipes, connections, all the glue you need, funny pipe for people decide to go that direction. I've got all the yard tools for putting them in and for keeping your yard maintained. We've got lots of lawn seed, fertilizers, all that stuff. All that season's coming up.
Zimmerman & Company True Value, a mainstay on Main Street in Pendleton for over 80 years.
Engaging talk. Let's get back to the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan. And Sheriff, as the weather warms up, that's what I'm trying to say, sort of, what types of crimes do you expect to see increase?
You know, it's a time of the year where we really have to shift gears a little bit, start putting away our winter gear and or getting our snowmobile serviced and whatnot, and putting them to bed for the summer, and then breaking out and preparing to provide our marine patrols, our UTV patrols, and ATV patrols up in the mountainous areas. But what we see is probably increase in traffic through the county, a lot of people traveling, going on vacation destinations and whatnot. And so that means people are away from their homes. So at times we'll see an increase in residential burglaries. The other thing that we'll see is farmers start getting back out into the field. They learn that some of their equipment has been stolen and whatnot. And so it's just a lot of chasing those type of complaints.
And then, is this around the time when people who own cabins in the county realize that they were broken into sometime over the winter?
Sometimes, yes. There are folks that only go up to their cabins once the weather warms up and some of the snow dissipates. And so they get up there and they start taking a look around and find that a shed's been broken into, or maybe even their cabin, and certain items taken. And that we've even had cases where it appears that someone was kind of flopping there for a while, squatting, I guess you could say. They've eaten all their frozen food that they had stashed away, and maybe if there's any alcohol there, that's been all consumed. And so yeah, this time of the year, we'll see an increase in those type of burglary complaints as well. And, you know, our guys do a really good job of getting around even during the winter. And sometimes we discover those cabins had been broken into, and then we start reaching out to the property owner at that time and trying to get more details of the things that they may have had stolen from them. And so we're able to build a case still yet. And sometimes we've caught individuals in the act of. And so, as a measure to protect your cabin, having a good camera system up there that maybe links to a cell phone or a computer where you can kind of keep an eye on it when you're not up there staying is a good way of protecting your property.
And I remember a recent conversation with you. You were tracking down, ATV thefts and mm-hmm. such. Is that still a situation that you're involved in?
Yeah, and sometimes we'll recover what we believe is a stolen ATV or snowmobile or some of these recreational vehicles, and it's quite a process of us trying to run down who the original owner was. And sometimes we can figure out who it was and maybe get a timeline on when it was taken. And then, of course, we already know who may have been in possession of it because we recovered it from those individuals. And, you know, there's places in this county where we know stolen property is going in and out of. And so just trying to really be proactive on those locations and building cases. It can be difficult at times to build a prosecutable case. But at the same time, our guys work very diligently in trying to put all those pieces of the puzzle together. And sometimes we may not be able to get them for the original theft of that particular item. Many times what you'll see is like a theft by receiving type of or possession of stolen property type of a criminal charge instead of the outright theft of that property, which in many cases is virtually the same crime.
In the few minutes we have left, I know some of the neighboring counties have already started talking about, you know, boater education classes and boat inspections and so on. Mm-hmm. As the weather warms up, people are starting to hit the river more frequently. As far as Umatilla County goes, if anyone has questions about, is my boat fit to be on the water, is now a good time to start having that done?
It absolutely is. You know, call our office, reach out to us via email, whatever the case may be, and our marine deputies will maybe do that early inspection. And that's, you know, that's our main focus when the season first starts opening up, is we get down to the boat launches and do those safety checks of the boat, make sure that you have the required number of life jackets, a throw ring, a loud horn, an oar. There's a number of things that if you go on the State Marine Board website, you can find all those required pieces and then make sure that they're on there. And then what we do every year, we have these stickers made up that we can put where it's visible to the Marine deputies. And so they know that they've already inspected that boat. So they don't have to bother that boat again throughout the rest of this year's season. And so that's a very good program that we have to make sure that, you know, that's our main goal, is to make sure that people have all the right equipment and they safely navigate our waterways in Umatilla County.
All right. Well, I just want to encourage everybody to have that done. We've already had a couple of situations out on the Columbia River where, you know, capsized boats. I think we even had one fatality on the Washington side out near Plymouth. And you just can't mess around with boating on the river and being on the water. And I just encourage everybody to practice safe boating techniques. And I know the sheriff would agree with me on that.
I would agree. I've seen too many tragedies on something that's supposed to be recreational and fun. And, you know, can end up in some sort of a tragedy. And that's what we want to avoid.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again for your time this morning. My guest, Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan. And we'll talk to you again next time. And that's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Back again tomorrow.
On us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.